allow me a moment to mourn. Time to lament the loss. A second to dwell with the coming death. This news is numbing. The nation's running out of breath. Our talk so tireless. Our deeds so disturbing. Our sorrow seems to lead us to the question of what truly sustains us. Where are the words to describe this decision? Where is the line that defines our divisions? What is the point of all this pain? What are our lives really built on if not belief and some truth beyond the moment? Where is our God? Really, where is our faith? Is there space to sing between the grief and disbelief? Is there space simply just to be in awe of silent mysteries? Can we escape delusion, a danger of its own? Can we evade denial when feeling we've been wronged? Can we brave the wave of confusion and stand the storming seas, all for the sake of justice, joy, and liberty? Can we lose and still love? Can we be upset and still be upright? Can we pray for those who persecute us? Can we eliminate evil without evacuating our morals? Can we shimmer even in the darkest hour, maintaining composition, notes of love and unity, ceasing competition? There is a time to mourn, and there is a time to move. There is a time to grieve, and there is a time to go. High when they hit low, can we face the fatal blow? Do we turn to God or gossip? Can we suffer long and strong? Can our sight exceed this stage as we prepare to turn the page, knowing what's been done and what more harm could come? These words may not reach all, but maybe they'll heal some. Pain is not absolved with promise just alone, but a practical commitment to the virtues in the vision. So I'll sit and soak in the sadness of my tears. It'll occupy the moment, but it won't consume my ears. I'll listen to the world and give a willing ear. And from that sight of sobered might, we soon shall start to hear the voice of hope tucked in our throats, buried but always near. Beyond the brief blur of it all comes a call.